government of the corporations, by the corporations, for the corporations. And Lincoln's dream of a government of the people, by the people, for them is a noble dream, and I'd love to see it realized. But we don't have anything remotely like that. With the southern hemisphere, which would be purely imperialistic wars, although of course the mass media will never admit it. It'll always be a war for freedom and God and the American way and apple pie and good old mom. But basically they're all wars to maintain the power of the major corporations and banks. Major corporations and banks.